أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل للذين لا يؤمنون اعملوا على مكانتكم إنا عاملون وانتظروا إنا منتظرون ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وإليه يرجع الأمر كله فاعبده وتوكل عليه وما ربك بغافل عما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 121, 122 and 123 of Surah Hud. As a matter of fact, they are the concluding verses, the concluding ayat of Surah Hud. For many ayats before, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been delivering different advices to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was with regards to one's personal life. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's command to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his response to the disbelievers because of the difficulties that they had imposed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَقُلْ O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and say, لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, to those who do not believe, the kuffar, the Quraysh around you, say to them, اِعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ, practice the way you want to, on your place is the literal translation, the way you want to, as you are practicing practice. One practice insofar as the ibadat worship was concerned, they were worshipping idols, the various and different beliefs with regards to the idols. The other practice that they had was the persecution of the Muslims, those who had brought Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So basically do whatever you want to do. Inna amilun, we also are practicing. We have our Iman, we have our Allah Ta'ala that we worship, we have our own character, our own personality, the way Allah Ta'ala has commanded. So we will continue on our way and you are on your way. One of the things that the Quraysh used to say is, don't worry about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's here today, tomorrow he's going to leave the world, and all of this story of Islam will come to an end. So wantadhiru, wait for my end, wait for the destruction of Islam, wait for calamities and difficulties to come upon me. Inna muntadhirun, and we are also waiting to see what happens in the future, what will be the hukam and what will be the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala continues addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a prelude, وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, belonging to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the unseen of the skies and the earth. One very important aspect we should remember on verses, ayat like this, that to Allah Ta'ala there is nothing unseen. But Allah Ta'ala is speaking about what is unseen to us, what we cannot see. And what we can see, all of it belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So here Allah Ta'ala is making special mention of the ownership of the unseen, that we don't know what goes on, the term that we use, behind the scenes. To us, we see what is apparent. To us, we will see what is happening on this earth. But the decisions that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes in the sky, that nobody knows. The unseen help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that had come down upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims in the various battles, nobody could see it. It only just happened, and then people just saw after that what had happened. Number two, wa ilayhi yurja'ul amru kullu, and all matters return to Allah Ta'ala. All matters are referred to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Everything goes back to Allah. like everything originated from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So then Allah Ta'ala now commands Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَعْبُدْهُ. Then, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, worship only Allah. Make only Allah's ibadat. It is said on many occasions that when we get these type of commands to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, mostly he is not only the one that is being addressed, but each and every one of us are being addressed. Now we need to turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Don't worry about their mischief. Don't worry about their persecutions. Turn away from there. You have this objective. You have this goal. And that is the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ. And whatever is happening on the ground, put your tawakkul in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Here Allah Ta'ala has mentioned all these people of the past, how they had been destroyed, their disbelief. So for all of that we saw, Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam were always victorious. The deen of Allah was always victorious. So continue putting your trust in Allah. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And your Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not ghafil. Allah Ta'ala is not heedless. Allah is not neglectful of what you do. On other ayahs of what they do, this is of what you do. Allah knows your line of action. Allah Ta'ala knows their line of action. And accordingly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will respond, rewarding you, and Allah Ta'ala will deal with them in the way Allah Ta'ala wants to deal. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala accept whatever had been read, recited, and whatever has been said in the surah. Make it a means of our emancipation, the emancipation of our parents, the deceased of our families, all our ustads, and all those individuals who were the cause of deen coming to us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.